Rock and roll.
All right, good evening,
What's
Keys.
Going on?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, great, great. So we met on the circuit a few years ago now, and we met precisely at Esquire's. I was doing music, you were doing music. Well, actually, I wasn't doing music, but you were doing music. But and yeah, it transpired from there, our relationship, our friendship. So yeah, so we connected on social media a little while ago because I was looking for people to interview, especially young black men. And because this is what the topic is, obviously, of this podcast today, the mental health issues in young black men. So I just want to, before we begin, just say thank you so much for speaking out and coming onto this podcast, because it means a lot.
No problem.
And hopefully it inspires other people to speak up. And that's the aim. So
no problem.
Yeah,
it's good you're doing it as well.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
I'm gonna enjoy this, I think.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to start with the first question, and then we'll flow from there. So, evidence shows that black men are 17 times more likely to develop severe mental health problems than any other group. They're also 4 times more likely to be sectioned under the Mental Health Act. However, up until 11 years old, black boys don't have poorer mental health than others of their age. What do you think happens after age 11 to impact on the mental health of young black boys?
It's a loaded question, man.
Yeah, it's a loaded question.
Well, first of all, I'd say from the age of 11, with most boys anyway, I mean, it's an age where you walk in year 5, 6.
Yeah, so I think so.
You're going to be around a lot of things, like you're going to notice a lot of things about yourself, maybe the person, different type of shoes they might have to wear to school, or how they're dressing or how they look. And a lot of things in black households, especially for mental health, is seen as stigma.
Yeah.
People are confused by it.
Yeah.
I've got family members that suffer from mental health, and like when they were back home, they used to just get beaten. People said they're crazy. There was no understanding of it.
Yeah.
But I would say nowadays it feels like, with a lot of people speaking out, that people have got an understanding of it more.
Yeah.
From the age of 11, I couldn't really say, but I know once you get into sort of middle school and stuff, things could trigger it. So, example, maybe you not having the best things or realizing your life's not like someone else's could trigger a certain emotional reaction out of you that could. I do think it's really hereditary.
Yeah.
I believe so, because anything I've seen from family members or aunties or granddads or something, there's always something that was like that.
Okay.
So I think there might be something to trigger it at a young age. But I believe if you've got it in your family, it's a possibility it could affect you in some way.
Do you think, because you mentioned about the trainers and stuff like that, do you feel like, because I do know, factually, I was doing my research that, you don't have to do your research to know that there are poorer people in black households. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a fact.
Of course.
So people with a poorer background feel more marginalised from society. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so if you're looking at children, if you're at the age of 11, looking at children with the best shoes and the best
trainers.
Prior to 11,
you're sort of living like a happy-go-lucky life.
Yeah, you don't care.
You don't
notice.
Once you start getting to a certain age, you start to notice things and maybe...
That triggers it.
Yeah. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
At that age, you're sort of realizing things and maybe seeing things in your household that you sort of notice. And
yeah.
Or behaviors in yourself that you sort of notice changing at that age.
Yeah. But why do you think it's different for black boys than any other race? We've got poverty.
I would say it's the education, maybe, to how some black households have been brought up.
Yeah.
Just not educated on certain things of mental
health. Yeah.
Like I said, it's a stigma.
It's a stigma,
don't
yeah.
Don't invite the crazy uncle around.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Really, he's not crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one truly understands him,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So in that case, I would say I don't want to say just black people, because I believe it's people in general, but since we're talking on the topic of black people,
yeah.
I believe it's just miseducation, not being educated enough to understand certain behaviour patterns and stuff like that
yeah.
of of mental health and stuff like that.
Do you think, because black boys are the most likely to be expelled as right. well from schools, mm. so do you feel like it's education in general, or do you feel like it's...
Well, it could be various things.
Yeah.
Black boys being expelled, or boys in general. But
yeah.
Black boys, there could be various things into that.
I know, like, racism and stuff like that, mm. and discrimination, mm-hmm. that affects the mental health of black boys.
Well, it's weird because growing up in school, so I went out, it's weird because I didn't think of it as a more white school, but growing up in my middle school was a more white school.
Yeah.
So.
What? So you didn't think about it at the time?
No way.
But now you, on now reflection.
I look back and I go, holy shit. I said, well, mum and language. I said, that's crazy. I said, little things like wanting to dye my hair blonde.
Yeah.
Or, why can't I have a French crop like that?
Oh,
or why,
yeah, little
stupid things.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, I go, oh, shit, I didn't really fit in. But as I got a bit older, the dynamics sort of changed a bit. It was kind of cool to be black.
Yeah.
And cool to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas when I was growing up, it weren't really, you had to, you stood out being like that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, as I got older, the dynamic just kind of changed a bit. I suppose just educate people.
But do you think that it changed for you? But then some black boys might not take the same path. Well, do you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like you were educated?
I believe people are educated. So, for example, you couldn't have dreadlocks in school. When
okay.
You couldn't have dreadlocks in school. They're going to say, no, you're not having that.
Yeah.
Well, I see loads of little kids with dreadlocks now.
Yeah.
Fades, patterns, eyebrows slit. When I was growing up, you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I think people have become educated to say, look, he's a black boy, he has an afro, he's going to have an afro out, he's going to wear it out. Like, even in school, people say you can't have an afro and stuff.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
People are educated nicely. People on TV with afros.
Yeah.
Entertainers, superstars.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, the billionaires got dreadlocks. So it's kind of like...
But then if you tell someone they're not allowed it, that's their identity. Definitely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then that affects their mental health, that having that low self-esteem, that they can't be who they want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something that can, that can be explored. But so... Also, I wanted to discuss films and TV and stuff like that. So the media, how it influences young black boys, in particular Top Boy. I mentioned before. So, have you watched Top Boy?
Of course, I think it's a great show.
Yeah, I do too.
So do I.
I enjoy it. I really do. But on the topic of mental health, is it a positive? Because it does kind of give this ideology that men or young boys have to have this masculine, macho, resilient, kind of have to be strong. Mm-hmm. They can't show weakness or be vulnerable. Mm. So how does that affect someone's mental health?
Well, first of all, I love Top Boy. We love
Top Boy. Yeah, we love Top Boy. That.
It depends on the person's mindset who's watching it.
Yeah, that's a good answer, yeah.
So, example, I remember before when I was growing up and I heard someone did a killing on their friend because they played Grand Theft Auto, for example. I played Grand Theft Auto many times and I've never thought of killing someone.
Yeah.
So I put that down to how your mindset is and how you take it on board and how you feel about what you're watching or what you're putting into your system.
Yeah,
people can be easily swayed with entertainment. I've seen it. People listen to certain music and get easily swayed to do certain things. I get it. But you can look at everything in the world like that. I don't think it's fair to say, hey, look at this and this is that.
Yeah, but the only reason we're looking at it more specifically to do with young black men is because young black men in mental health are the least represented and they're the least likely to go and seek help. However, in mental institutions, they're the most populated.
Do you believe Top Boy has a lot of influence on people?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like they give off this macho image. Mm-hmm. And for example, things like there's a lot of gun crime in Top Boy. Mm-hmm. And we saw what's his name? Now I've forgotten his name. Not Jamie, but with the... he had PTSD.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
and he was having flashbacks, mm-hmm. but he didn't go and seek help. He just went in, onto a boat and isolated. Sully, isolated.
Yeah.
But he had PTSD. Mm. But then it wasn't addressed. He didn't go and seek help for it. So
do you maybe think they showed that in Top Boy to show that maybe people should go seek help?
Maybe actually. That's
because,
a good...
Because what, for me, Top Boy just portrays what I see day in, day out, just not, it's a bit more spruced up.
Yeah.
But I know plenty of people that have got PTSD like that. So maybe people can see that and relate as well, but I know exactly what you're saying. Like I said, I understand from both sides of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, that's a good point.
But I'm just like, yo, man, there's a lot of content out there in the world, and if you're going to get persuaded by a certain type, life's going to be tough, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then you're coming from a viewpoint, you're clearly very strong-minded, but like you said, you sound like you are, like as you, how you carry yourself and how you respond to questions and stuff like that. So, but do you feel like even you being here and having this conversation takes strength? Mm-hmm. So someone who does suffer from mental health might not want to sit on their sofa and speak about how they feel.
I threw myself out there. You said you was doing something, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to support it regardless.
Ah, great.
Doesn't mean I necessarily wanted to. You know what I mean? Bad of like planning things. Like I hate, here's a date, here's a time. So when you set me up, anxiety's gone for the roof. I'm like, oh my God. Like, should I come 15 minutes early? Do it. Like loads of stupid things going in my head. But I've just learned to like,
that's really interesting. Did you just say your anxiety?
Definitely.
So you get anxiety?
Well anxious.
Do you? Definitely. That's really interesting.
You're sitting there and prepping up and you're like, da da da, and I thought,
that's really interesting.
You have to just like, what I do usually, I count from five in my head.
Do you? So that's like your coping strategy.
Yeah, it's done now. Or like, say like, I get up and I don't want to do something. I say, right, count to five and do it. And once it's five, I'll do it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm training myself, man. Otherwise, you won't want
to
do it.
No, but you have to train yourself. You have to have coping strategies.
We don't have a choice. If you want to be somewhat successful in this world, you have to like harness them.
Yeah.
Their feelings and sort of, don't get me wrong. Not all the time it happens.
Yeah.
But when it does happen, it's a cool thing.
Yeah, but it's good that you can speak about it because not many people can. Mm. So that takes strength to speak about it. Yes. So that's brilliant.
I learned that little life skill.
Yeah. But have you ever suffered from depression? Just to ask for speaking from anxiety and then
definitely.
On the flip side, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. For me personally, I have a fear of being inadequate. Not
really?
Good enough.
Okay.
Yeah, it kills me. Like, what if you just finished this life and you haven't done anything? Nothing substantial. Haven't put your imprint on this world. Like, I believe you died twice, in the flesh and when the last person stops saying your name.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done anything good in this world, you're probably going to die sooner than others.
Wow.
In my head.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I mean, I don't look at it like I've got a clock to do it in.
Yeah.
Because I look at so many people that have been successful in their early years in life and latter years of life.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like that fear of just not
leaving your imprint.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
For me, I don't find, well, look, some people believe in the afterlife and all those other things. But for me, I have to do, while I can see it, maybe it's a bit naive, I have to make my imprint on this earth.
But you are. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're here now, you're doing your DJing, you're rapping, you're doing your podcast.
I could have done it 5 years ago, but then maybe I couldn't have.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hurdles that play into this journey of life, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. Life is not straightforward.
Mental health has kicked my ass through most of it.
Yeah.
It weren't like it was, because it's mental health, I'd say it's probably all my own fault, maybe.
Do you think?
Yeah, because I could have had this conversation with you 5 years ago.
Yeah, but then do you feel like your mental health is, you're not in control of it?
Like I said.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you go through spells and you're not wary or you're not strong enough to deal with it at that time. Or you're not even conscious.
Yeah, but like I said, because I've got in my mind now, like I have to be someone.
Yeah.
A battle between both of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to get out of bed today.
Yeah.
But you have to get out of bed today.
Yeah.
You have to go gym. You have to do this. You have to do that.
Yeah,
you have to
do it.
So now I'm trying to get to the stage of, even if you don't like it, it's beneficial. Just do it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you see the result of doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
All them days you're sitting there not wanting to do it or having like blips, you can get over that because it comes and goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's being aware of it before it comes and just there's a bigger goal ahead.
Yeah, but that's something that you have to, like, you have to wade through the waters, yeah. Go through the hard times.
Well, look, it took me now to say it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a long time, man. It's a long time, but it's done. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's in the past now, but you can use that, like you're talking about it now.
Mm.
If you didn't have that period, you wouldn't be able to talk about it because it wouldn't have happened. Definitely. Do you know what I mean? But now you can say, actually, I'm a stronger person now because of it. Mm. I experienced it. Now I've got through it. Now I know where I don't want to be.
Mm.
And now I know where I am.
Mm.
And where you are now is brilliant because you're DJing, you've got your podcast coming up. You're doing so well.
I'm having fun with it now.
Yeah, but
Depression's
no good, but then sometimes you experience it too. You can only experience the good if you've gone through the bad. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And now you.
So you know, you hit me with these nuanced sayings.
No, but it's true. Like if you're here, if you're here now, if you're sitting here now and you're like enjoying this podcast and you're enjoying expressing yourself and stuff like that, there was a time when you didn't, and there's a difference. Obviously, there's a difference. So it's like it's commendable that you got through it first of all. Because not everyone does. Going through it, getting through it.
In the matrix.
In the matrix, aren't we all?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you go through days. Everyone has them days. I have them days. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go out. And stuff like that. But you have to get through it. And you have to keep fighting. You have to keep moving forwards. Mm. That's what life's about. Challenges. It makes you stronger.
Mm.
So, yeah, back to the topic of young black men.
but for the top boy one, for saying, yeah, I can definitely see where it... I can definitely see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But for me, it's a flip of the coin. Some people are going to take it in a certain way and other people are going to take it in another way.
I think that's great because I didn't think like that. I didn't see your viewpoint. Mm. So when you've said that, that's educated me.
But
to
maybe
see.
I'm an older guy now and I don't know because maybe a young 16-year-old might see the guy.
Yeah.
But then... I mean, you can read the news. Most of it's probably relatable.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to, we're watching it on TV, but that's going on in real life.
Yeah.
Whether it looks spruced up or not. So it's kind of hard. I don't know, man. It's a hard thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
Because do you look at music like that as well then?
I remember once I was at an open mic night and someone performed and I regret this actually to this day, but they performed and they performed about negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was like, oh yeah, Miss Positivity, this is life, not realizing that reality is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember speaking to him afterwards and saying to him, why didn't you talk about anything positive? And he said, because this is my life, this is how I feel. And I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I regret it now to this day because I had a not had a go, but I vented about it. But now I'm realizing, that if it's your reality, then that art is expression.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that helps with depression, mm-hmm. creativity, mm-hmm. and expressing yourself. So yeah, I do feel bad about that. I still feel bad about that. But like with the question you asked, yeah, I feel like I don't know. Now I'm understanding that there's deeper topics and there's deeper issues with art and with expression and with music, and like you have to look beyond
mm-hmm.
what's just on the surface mm-hmm. and actually
it's objective.
Here's
my art.
Yeah.
Some people want to take it one way, some people, but like you said, some people might watch that and say, tomorrow I'm going to go carry a knife and do this.
Yeah.
Or I want to be the top boy.
Yeah.
Some people might watch that and ask, great bit of a but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but then they don't in Top Boy, they don't show them getting help. Do you know what I mean?
It's only just starting. You know what I mean? It's only just starting.
Yeah, true.
No, you don't. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so but do you think, back onto the topic of young black men, do you think there are enough young black role models? Not even young black role models, just role models in general. Plenty. For young black men. Do you think there are?
Yeah, man. There is. Listen, if you look, you should find.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
If you're looking in a certain direction, you're going to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is plenty, I think.
Do you have any role models, black role models?
Personally in my life, or what I watch through the TV and think, yeah, that's great?
Either.
I think people like Idris Elba's dope.
Yeah.
I think he carries himself well.
Like a
good black man, should say.
Yeah.
I like that.
He said that someone asked him about racism, and he said it's like asking him about how long he's been breathing. Like, just to put it out there, because obviously with mental health, mm-hmm. racism does play an impact.
Answer the question.
Yeah.
So I think he grew up, obviously he grew up in London as well, so he would have seen a lot of what we're talking about. So yeah, Idris Elba, I would say, is dope. I don't want to go reel off loads of entertainers. That's the thing. I watch a lot of things, man. So like a lot of people on YouTube, a lot of podcasters. So like I watch this person called Million Dollars Worth of Game.
Yeah.
There's loads of podcasters. You can watch
But then that's a good thing, because if you're watching podcasts, sorry to interrupt, but if you're watching podcasts and you're listening to loads of things and stuff, it's like you're educating yourself.
I take in so much content.
That's fantastic.
I tell
that's...
people I went to university of YouTube. Anything on YouTube, I don't really watch TV and stuff no more.
Yeah.
Everything's online.
Yeah, but that's fantastic.
Yeah,
because
that's good. I've learned a lot, to be fair.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because you're educating yourself. So that's...
It's mad that like in school where I didn't have the concentration.
Why do you think that was?
I just wasn't interested. I had other things on my mind as a young man growing up.
Do you
feel... need to get the coolest pair of shoes, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just didn't have...
Did you have any role models in school? Like any teachers that stood out?
Yeah, definitely.
Were they...
Yeah, Mr. Brown. There was a guy called Mr. Brown.
Was he...
He's a pastor, actually.
Oh, okay. Brown. Was he...
He's great.
Was he white, black?
Black guy.
Is he a black guy?
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, so that's interesting. Yeah. That you...
And it always pulled me to one side and said, look, man, fix up, man. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah.
And as I got, when I was young, guys were like, oh, he's coming. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
As I got older, I thought, oh, that's why he used to pull me to one side and say, look, fix up, man.
Oh, okay, you know
I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I appreciate that looking back on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely good for us, man.
But do you feel like, you know.
There weren't many, by the way.
Yeah.
But he was the one that would say, look, Black History.
Yeah.
Everyone would sit there.
Oh,
no more,
fantastic.
Everyone would sit there. He would make it a deal, innit?
Yeah.
So he definitely played his part of what he could have done in that school, I believe so.
Do you feel like you had a connection with the white teachers or the Asian teachers, or was there anyone, I'll put it out there. So basically there's a sociologist called Bourdieu.
Right.
And he talks about a cultural capital.
Okay.
And he basically says that the cultural capital is kind of a set of skills that you accumulate and knowledge that you have that enables you to communicate with different cultures. So do you feel like being a young black boy, your cultural capital was restricted?
Wicked question, man. I grew up with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
My first friend in school was Asian. And like I said, I went to a white middle school.
Yeah.
And then as I got a bit older, I went to a full Asian school again. But I was black as hell.
Yeah.
So I had my own. But for me, I've been around so much different people in circles. I could always communicate with many different people. Whereas, some example, I could meet a bird and she would say to me, oh my God, you speak real posh and white.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? Oh, because I don't speak like how you want me to speak. Yeah, like, or how, whatever. So, but I've got friends that are black or whatever, and they don't articulate themselves maybe as
well. That's a cultural, that's what I mean by cultural capital.
I took myself around so many different people,
and you learn and you got knowledge from different people. You have to adapt.
Otherwise you're gonna look silly.
Yeah.
Whereas I've got friends that chose not to adapt.
Yeah,
doesn't mean they're not as intelligent or
smart.
No,
definitely not,
but the how-to might come off sometimes.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
So yeah, that's a wicked question, man. It definitely affects black boys growing up.
Okay.
Unless they take themselves out of their environment.
Okay.
It's going to affect you.
Okay.
I would say so.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I would say so.
But also, like, with regards to therapy and stuff like that, so with the cultural capital as well, if you're in, would it be difficult for a young black boy to have a rapport with a white middle class
Well, of course. There's already a barrier there.
Yeah, that's, yeah, there is. I agree.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they can't communicate though.
No.
Because maybe that's all the person needs, just communication.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't need people to understand you as much.
Yeah.
Just to talk to or have a conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course there's going to be some sort of barrier. But then would it make it better if it was a black male?
I don't know, would it?
She's too good at this, huh? Would it make it different? Well, I can only talk for myself. I've dodged therapy, man. I've dodged the hell out of that. I thought, I'm not doing that.
Really? No. Why? Why? That's interesting. Is it that because to be what we were talking about earlier about masculinity and being resilient and having to be strong, seen as strong? Or was it just because you didn't want to communicate with...
Bit of both.
Oh, okay.
Bit of both. But I'm trying to think, would it be different? I don't think I would mind, me personally.
Yeah.
I just need your help, I guess, innit? So don't matter what colour skin you are, yeah, for me. But actually, I probably wouldn't want a black person, actually, because they might know me and might be related to me. You know what I mean? I want someone totally opposite, yeah, side of the world. Because Antarctica. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. I can see where people would struggle.
Yeah.
Definitely. But.
But what would you say to someone, to a young black boy that came, if they approached you and said to you, listen, Keys, I'm having in a bad place, I'd like to seek therapy. What would you say to them?
Keep your head up, brother. On a serious note, keep your head up, man.
Yeah.
And communicate to someone. But it's hard to sit here and say this.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Still sometimes don't do it.
Yeah.
But since everyone's good at giving advice, I said, keep your head up and talk to someone, man.
Yeah.
Got to tell
would
someone.
Would you say something. That to Definitely. Them, to talk to someone?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because do you feel like talking helps? Well, obviously you didn't seek therapy, but...
To the right person.
To the right person. So that can be therapy.
I don't like unloading on people because I believe that.
Yeah, but that's what we were saying earlier, like with being masculine and showing your strength.
A bit
like
of that, but for me also, I don't want to give you all my problems because I know what it's like when people do it to me. I don't want to open my mind to you.
Okay,
you're going to unload, take all these problems.
Yeah.
A problem shared is a problem cared, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you just feel all my pain.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, let me try and deal with this rather than... Well, I've got people that will come and tell me everything. I'm really upset, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I feel like this, and it helps them out.
Yeah.
Might not help me out, though. Yeah. Because now I've got your stress on me.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So I just try...
But do you feel like there could be more avenues then that were more of a professional basis, that were accessible?
Listen, if you've got to speak to whoever you've got to speak to, yeah, whoever you want to be professional, your friends, or someone that might not be so close to you,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
And there is avenues for people to go down. Like, it's not like before there was such a stigma on mental health.
Yeah,
like
there was.
Nowadays it's like people are talking about it. It's still a long way off.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Hell of a long way off.
Definitely.
But people are talking about it.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You've got celebrities talking about it. But you've got to talk to someone, man.
Do you think that's what would help more if it was spoken about even more? Do you know what I mean? By celebrities, conversation, yeah.
Need.
Yeah.
Look at like,
well, that's why we're here, to do exactly the same thing. Definitely. So.
Conversation. Look at like when the Black Lives Matter thing happened.
Yeah.
You didn't even know people were racist until that.
No, yeah.
But when you had a conversation, like, oh, see, this is wrong. All it is a conversation.
Yeah.
With mental health, all it is a conversation with someone. Understanding yeah, everything. Taking time out your day. Look, Google's at the tip of your fingers.
Yeah.
That's it. Like I said, man, growing up, people used to get called crazy. We had the crazy neighbor. We had this.
Yeah.
We weren't crazy. We were just paranoid.
Yeah.
Well, now we know this.
Yeah, now we know.
There's a reason why the guy used to take his bin around the block. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Educate yourself. Man.
Educate, yeah.
Pick your phone up.
Yeah. So it's about educating yourself.
Definitely.
So if there was a young black boy that came to you and said that he had issues with his mental health, that's one thing he could do, is educate himself as well.
Definitely.
Like, to find out what avenues to take.
With mental health, there's so many different branches of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I don't want to tell someone something and not know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You've got to be very careful.
Yeah. So, you speak to someone, I would say.
Yeah.
But you have to go seek some sort of someone that's educated to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
People talk absolute nonsense. I've heard nonsense, but look, at least they're talking about it.
Yeah. At least they're talking about it.
I heard my friend have dirty dishes and say, I got OCD. I'm cleaning up. You know what I mean? Or I'm doing this and I'm like, no, yes, that's not how it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So educate yourself, man.
Definitely. And what would you say to someone? It just came to me now, but because of young, not even just black boys, but boys in general at a certain age range with regards to suicide. And I know it's a deep topic, but what would you say to someone who came to you and said that they were suicidal? What advice would you give them? It's a very deep question, but I don't know if you feel comfortable answering it, so it's up to you.
See, I've had people say that.
Yeah.
Whether they said it directly to me.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah.
I would say anyone that even mentions something along them lines, take it serious. Just in case.
I've actually known that to take it serious. Because you just...
Even if it seems trivial,
just take it serious. Yeah, that's really good advice.
Yeah, but don't think I'm educated enough to answer that.
Okay, no, that's fine. No, that's fine.
It's such a grey area for me.
Which means that we need to be speaking about it more.
Yeah, maybe so.
And educating ourselves more about it, because if people can't answer that question, or anyone can't answer that question, I'd probably struggle with that question, to be honest. But we need to educate ourselves more, we need to talk about it more, we need to make it more less of a stigma and get it out there in society and enable people to be able to say, actually, I am suicidal, I need to speak about it and be able to be heard.
Well, there's a hell of a stigma in black communities of suicide.
Is there?
Yeah, because
I didn't know that.
Well, a lot of communities in general, but especially black with Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
Just the act of it, they believe it's like forbidden.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
So when it does happen, like, it definitely affects a lot of people. Like, I know a lot of people got affected from one person doing that.
Yeah.
And then some people would say, oh, but you shouldn't do that. He's this, that, or a Christian, or it's not right for you to take a life from that. And it's like, yo, man, the guy just... Do you know what I mean?
Yes, touchy subject. All right, let's move on. No. That was really nice to be able to. We were spoke about it. We that's what this is all about: raising awareness and being able to speak about things that are uncomfortable, because that's important. It's important. It's very essential in life, in this society, especially with young black men, and with young men in general, and with anyone who is going through a suicidal thought process or anything like that. So let's talk about your podcast. Let's uplift it. So you're doing really well in the sense of you've got your mindset, you'll get your focus. We were speaking earlier about your vision. So how does it make you feel? What you've got a focus, you've got goals. How does it drive you? Let's talk about something positive and uplifting.
Right, wicked. So obviously I had your sister on when I first trial and error, this whole thing.
Yeah.
And at first it was weird, because when I started doing podcasts, people were like, what the hell is a podcast? They're like, what is that? Is it radio? Is it this? And I had to explain to people, and they're like, okay. So it's on YouTube. I'm like, no, it's a podcast, it's audio. So I had to go through explaining that to everyone. And then I just started liking it. I just started enjoying having the conversation. Yeah, because it's...
But you listen to so many. So you've probably adopted that.
I love the information. And it's free.
Yeah.
So I started enjoying podcasts. So I've done that for a bit. Went on a hiatus. Mental health kicked my ass for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
You got for it though.
I'm here.
Get in for it.
2023. And I thought to myself, like I said, about the inadequacy of how I feel.
Yeah.
We'll make a change.
Fantastic.
So, I've started a thing called like the pull-up show, which I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull up on a few people that are deemed successful to me.
Yeah.
Heboy Junior's gonna be in there.
Okay.
Junior with his club. Wanna have RJ in there with his barbershop. Just gonna pull up on them, get a load of footage, general conversation, and just do it like a series. So I'm excited to do that. And yeah, I can show you better than I can tell you. So
yeah, how does it affect your mental health, having goals and having a vision? Mm. How does it help? Does it help with your mental health?
If you set them small enough to get to the bigger one, they do come.
But that's what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be small.
I was used to doing...
Oh, you were used to doing...
Yeah, I
want to
leap to that stone over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you know what?
In between.
But then that's what we were talking about earlier, even with like poverty and stuff like that, with young children, young black boys, seeing people with their trainers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't do you very good with your mental health because you're seeing... Yeah, mm-hmm. So
from like I said, from the age of 11.
Yeah.
So why is he laughing at
me?
I thought these were decent.
Yeah, but then you can that can be ingrained into you from a young age. Yeah,
the trainers were a little example.
Yeah, no, but yeah, there's loads of things like that. But I'm glad that you've got a vision and you've got a goal and you've got a focus. And when you said that you want to make an imprint in this world, I can assure you you have already. So you have,
because
it's true. It's like everyone knows you in Bedford. You know what I mean? And no, but it's true. It's true. And you have an aura about you. You have a charisma about you, and you're here today, and that's massive. And that shows strength. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. It shows strength. And you're gonna do a podcast with the backing of so many people because you've got the support base of so many people. And yeah, I just wish you all the best with it, and I'll be supporting you. I can relate. We'll be supporting you.
You too.
And yeah, so thank you very much, you Keys. Well,
thank you for having me on.
No, thank
you. First video?
Yes, my very first video. I can relate. It's very first video. Very excited.
Wicked.
And even more excited to know that it's you that did it. So thank you very much.
Perfect. All good.